This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3. Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Okay, I guess it's Friday. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good morning and welcome to day five of week 12. Oh, next week should be lucky. Week 13.
Why?
Because it's week 13. Right. Yeah, just a tough week all the way around for everyone, Americans everywhere. It's been a tough road to hoe.
Well, Sarah, I'd like to argue that with you.
Really? Is that so? Go, please do.
I can't.
Oh, you'd like to, but you can't. I'd love to start a Friday with an argument, but
I can't do it.
You know, you're... It's one of those rare times when I'm actually calling it right. Mm. Yeah. Did you have a good day yesterday? It was still pretty hot. Not as hot as...
No, it was scorching here.
Oh, really? Yeah.
And weirdly, I woke up to rain.
Oh, what?
It rained overnight.
Oh. Well, I guess that...
Is it wet out? Is it wet outside?
And not at my house. I mean, it's... And it's hard to tell because it's still so early. I can't tell if it's going to be blue skies. But what I'm seeing is 60s and windy for the next 3 days. So I don't know what ultimately will happen. So, Vinny, yesterday after the show, I texted your wife.
Yeah, I know you did.
I said, can you please help him? Can you please get him a tripod so that he
this
can
This couldn't
slide
have been yesterday
in.
Because the tripod's here.
Yeah, no, it was yesterday. She said, oh, I have one of those. I was like, oh, well. And we chatted a bit. And, hey.
Wait, so she had it?
Yes.
Oh, that's weird. Okay, whatever. Go on.
So, but the thing is, I told her your phone needs to be horizontal. Is it horizontal right now? Yeah.
Is there
a way
nope.
you can flip that? So this isn't really helpful. Can you tip it down so we can at least see more than just the top of your head?
I can work on that at the break, yes.
All right. That sounds like a plan. You know, once we get this resolved, we won't have to talk about it anymore. So that'll be solid. I'll be into that, you know. So what did you do yesterday?
So yesterday still was pretty hot here, but I hung out with my kid and actually both my kids. My kid, you know, graduated yesterday from kindergarten of all the things.
So how did that go?
There's nothing to go. I mean, it went fine. I'm you know, the moment was when they were doing those Zoom meetings with all the kids and the teacher spoke about each kid. And she mentioned my kid had been sick and it's been a tough year for this little family of mine. So that was sort of an emotional moment. But after that, there's nothing. There's, you know, school's out. Done. There's no friends. There's no yearbooks. There's no
daddy camp
parties. There's no. So, you know, we hung out and we did stuff. I shot baskets with my oldest and.
Oh, where do you have a hoop out front or?
Oh, yeah, of course. Absolutely. And we.
That's the people who have a garage say.
mm-hmm. So we shot hoops and I went for a surf and the youngest
good.
Just did what she does and. You know, changes gears every second and wants this and that and then this and that. Like, talk about, what are they, what is it, HD, ADHD?
Oof. ADHD. She's, you know, so, kids though, they bop, you know, they go from one thing to another.
So
it's,
fun. I mean,
it's actually good when you find something that'll hold their attention for more than a minute.
It's very, very, very rare, but yes, it is not just good. It's great. But we don't, you know, so I read some books and we flipped through some channels because that's another ADHD thing. You know, one thing triggers a memory of this thing and then she goes, oh, Elmo. All right, I'll switch it to Elmo. What do I care?
Eh. And then I'd like to see you.
And then Elmo's boring and then we switched it, you know. I've tried to fight it. Some days I don't have it in me to fight that. So I just change for whatever. Where do you want to go? You got it.
Let's figure this out because I just need to close my eyes for a minute and
get
a little rest in here.
It does become sort of. So, I did normal stuff. I went into the ocean. It wasn't good. It was windy, but it was hot and it felt great. And I was glad to be there. I was glad for my 30 minutes in the ocean yesterday.
Yeah,
I
cut a commencement speech for Tam High. They're doing it. Well, not like the full thing. They're doing a roundup of, I guess, people, like the guy, some guy, one of the guys from Jane's Addiction, I think, is doing it. I guess he lives locally. And then, you know, just a few people. I can't think of the guy's name. And I saw the lodge. All I saw was guy from, it's, you know, not Perry.
I'm trying to think. The Stephen Perkins?
No. Hold on. You know what? My mouse is charging.
I'd never be able to pull their bass player's name.
I know.
Though, so.
I'm not sure who's. Anyway, that guy, and I think Troy Aikman was doing one. And
what?
I don't know what his affiliation is, but anyway, they said, you know, we want you to do it. Your kids went to Tam, so I cut them a couple minutes of, you know, it's tough. Like this.
Can we hear that right
now?
No,
you can't hear it. It's just a silly short thing. Just, you know. Sorry that this is the year that you have to graduate, you know. Try to be kind, try to be generous, that kind of. I don't want to ruin the surprise, you know. So, but I, you know, of course I do about 50 takes of the thing before I'm finally like, all right, let me just scroll through these and see which one. Because, you know, me and videotape, it's really not my forte.
Videotape?
Whatever. See? You see what I'm saying? I don't even know what I'm doing.
Hit start and then let it play we'll listen to the whole thing, every word.
I don't want to ruin the surprise for the kids. They just, you know, surprise. she didn't say too much.
I would love to have a powerful speech from Sarah Clark begin.
I did my best. I actually feel like, you know, when people ask me to do stuff like this, I know their expectation is, oh, like she talks for a living, she'll nail this. And that's, please stop with that expectation. That is just it's not me.
Did you write it?
I jotted down bullet points. I hate to write things because I hate to sound like I'm reading.
And how many takes did you take?
At least 25.
Oh,
I know. It took a while.
So, and how long is it?
It's just a minute or so, you know, like that's
so
all
you
they...
did a minute. And then went, I don't like it. Let me do it again.
Well, you know, at first you're like, okay, well, that's, you know you're not doing the first take, right? And but it was, never mind. It's just, it's done. And
what?
And,
Why are you so, I think it's interesting. I think the process by which these things get done, and then more importantly, not just done, but released out into the public, is always interesting. I think.
Well, it's, you know, put it this way. I did about 25 freaking takes of the thing. And then I'm like, this isn't getting better. Like this, if anything, I would watch one back and be like, okay, that had to be the one. I'm like, no. Like the first ones were the best ones because they were a little more natural and I didn't have my whole rap down. You know, by the end, it was just sounding so, it just sounded, I'm like, this is just sounds so phony. Like, so
like you're reading it almost.
I think,
right?
I went with the third take. I think that's okay. The one I finally took. So I didn't need to do 22 plus more takes. But, you know, it's you know, I really cared about it. I wanted it to be heartfelt.
Of course,
short and a message about your future and my apologies for the horrible year, but obviously congratulations. And, you know, I have two kids that graduated from there, and one of them just last year. So it's, and I thought about my son's, you know, it's my personal experience with my graduation. I barely remember it. I remember being really too warm out on the field, you know, where we had the thing. And I don't remember it being, other than we had fun at the parties afterward, I don't really remember it being this like momentous event in my life. But for my son last year, when he graduated, he had the opportunity to get in front of his class and he played a song and on guitar.
I remember. I saw the video.
Played and sang. And it was...
He did the Pumpkins, right?
He did. He did 1979. And he rocked it. And, you know, it was that in and of itself, getting up in front of people and doing that was huge for him. And I lament that the kids aren't getting that final chance to shine, or that final chance to say goodbye to their classmates, that final chance for those, you know, to thank those teachers that have helped them so much through school, and to really take a moment standing in that space to reflect on what's happened to them and for them there. I mean, those are, you know, just because mine didn't mean that much to me doesn't mean that theirs doesn't. And
speech right there. You just did it.
I didn't do it. That was maybe I should have. Maybe I should read. I should have Bryn send me this.
That was pretty good. I like it.
Well, I just
The reason I ask is because anytime we do, look, I do radio for a living and I do it live. And that's the way we do this thing.
I know.
And that's where it makes us prone to mistakes. And I would never consider, I don't want us to do pre-recorded stuff where we have Bryn fix it every time we do something. I just don't think that's radio. It takes away all of the energy.
Yes.
In doing radio.
Energy was the key word, Vinny, to tell you the truth. You know, that was, it needed to, I want to capture, you know, what we have here, and it's just not really possible on video.
I say that because I've been having to pre-record my little side piece show, and it's very similar in that I do live radio. That's what I'm into. And so these pre-recorded little they're easy. It's not brain surgery or whatever, but I do find myself finishing and going, oh man. Well, first it was all about these I had a broken cord or something, and so all the audio was coming out crappy. So I had to reduce that stuff. But then you find yourself finally you get to a point where you go, F it. I'm gonna do this like it's live, and we're sending out all the mistakes. Like, forget it. I'm not, you know what I mean? Like, you just gotta go.
Otherwise it just doesn't sound authentic, you know?
Right, exactly right. So I asked.
The live radio that we do, because listen, I've jocked and we've done plenty of different day parts where you are alone and you're sort of talking. And that to me was always a good connection with an audience. Like, I always imagine the person in their car or the person in the shower. But we have, like, you guys, as far as, you know, the conversation that we have here, when one of us falters, the other one picks it up. When, you know, when one of us needs help or reaction or, a different view on something, like we crutch on each other. We have each other. And doing things by yourself, I mean, that would be a muscle I'd have to regrow, because...
Exactly right. There's no doubt that was doing that, sitting down and going, all right, I'm going to do this. And then I look at everything and go, wow, I haven't done it this way.
Right. Alone.
And about music in forever. Right. So it is a trip. Well, I'm glad you did it. I would have been easier for you to say, no, thanks.
Yeah. Well, you know, that always comes. It's funny because this is the time to ask radio people to do. Well, to ask really most people to do stuff. Like, I don't have a lot of other stuff to do.
I do.
I mean, we're fully, well, you do, sure.
I don't have any, don't ask me to do anything. I don't have any time.
Yeah, and I'm not actually inviting that. I do, the weeds aren't going to pull themselves. But it's, you know, when your friend asks you, hey, can you please do this? We're, you know, and you're sitting on your couch, not doing anything, you know, reading a book. It's hard to say no.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, so, cool. That's neat. I'm sure they'll appreciate it.
I hope
they'll
so.
Be.
I Now I'm rethinking the whole thing because you're right that, you know, the story I told about my kid and about, you know, those final moments at school, that was pretty good.
That was great. That's, I mean, that's your speech. That's, as I, you just said all that, I'm like, I hope that's in there.
It's
that was really good.
Brennan, I'm not kidding. You know, clip that whole thing for me and we'll send this over as a bonus track for them. Clip it
this
down.
Is the B-side? We'll let them choose. All right.
Yeah.
So that's funny.
Is it
really funny? Well, yeah. I mean,
now think about the one I did is like so pathetic compared to that. It's so funny because it really does bring it back to when you are in a live situation. And it's funny because I'm real judgy about like TV personalities because, you know, I don't know if you've ever seen that skit on SNL where the teleprompter goes down and they simply cannot cope. Like they revert to cavemen within.
I haven't,
you know,
but it's
Will Ferrell
sense.
Is the main guy. And it's just classic because they just don't know what to do without a teleprompter. And my problem is I don't know what to do with one. You know, like when you have it, I'm just used to, I almost close my eyes and let words roll out sometimes to my chagrin at times as well. But there is something about being on the spot and having to do it live that really works for me and for us and for radio people in general.
Right. And well, so I've told you this. I have seen radio people. One guy was a successful morning dude who wrote. Every single word he said was written, pre-written. Mm. He'd write it. He'd say it all. He'd go to commercial and he'd start writing the next one. And I tripped out because I just thought, how do you get to that level?
Well, is he that funny? Is he a great writer?
He was married to someone that I was working with. So they were both radio people, but it was, and he wasn't, no, he wasn't great and he wasn't bad. It was just, to me, that's not radio.
Right.
To me, that's just, to me, I
well,
was
well, it's
like,
radio
I
theater, I guess, right? In the olden days, they'd read those scripts.
Sure. Anyway, cool. Well, you did that and the kids there will be thrilled.
My other thing I'm doing is just as my small part in this whole, you know, kind of post-George Floyd wake-up reality, I'm doing homework. Like I am reading, you know, obviously if you're on Instagram or you're on any kind of social media, you're seeing it everywhere. And I thought, you know, maybe the best thing that I could do for myself would be to read. And there's a lot of reading lists and stuff out there. And, so I'm trying to do at least an hour a day. Like I set a timer for an hour and yesterday I was totally sucked into this book. So I stayed and read a little bit more. Cool. And it's heavy reading, you know, it's not like I read for pleasure and that's really all I read for. I don't read a lot of nonfiction and I read to escape. And so this is, it feels, you know, it's work and it's work that I think, you know, we have to do. And I'm not saying everybody has to do what I'm doing and everyone is, I think, aware of what's happening and working through it in their own way. But I have found it really helpful to hear many other viewpoints and to kind of try to open my, not be defensive and kind of open my mind up to it. So that was the other thing that I did yesterday. But it feels like homework, but it's work that I personally feel like I have to do.
Well, there's some stuff, excuse me, there's some stuff as radio show hosts that you and I both should do. And I that doesn't necessarily mean others shouldn't do it or can't do it, but
right.
I think we can do that. I do feel like there's, you know, someone wrote in and said, you didn't know what redlining was? No. Why would I honestly, no. It wasn't taught to me in school, and I don't pursue, I guess, stories. It's not something I've ever seen or right. heard about. I think the first time I really heard it where I went, oh, he's talking about something. Fronti was mentioning redlining, right?
Yeah. Yes. You know, I felt like I knew what he was talking about. And I think it was because of the whole subprime mortgage thing. Like, I want to say it got talked about a lot then. But yeah, I mean, listen, this is kind of the problem with white America is that we're the beneficiaries of a system that's been set up for centuries And we don't know that we're the beneficiaries of that. Like, it's, you know, I've really been, it's a hard slap in the face, some of the stuff that that my homework is teaching me.
Right.
And it's not pretty. It's actually, the truth effing hurts. It's, and you know, boo-hoo for me, I guess, right? But I find it to be well worth my time. You know, if I really want to help and be a person who does good in the world, then I, you know, I personally feel like I need to educate myself. Right.
That's
like,
good.
You know, I didn't know all about redlining. And
yeah, I didn't know if you did or didn't either. And I wasn't going to press you to make that admission because I know it makes me sound dumb. But I did not know about that.
It's not about sounding dumb. It's about, to me, it's about, look, if these are terms that we should know, then we should know them, you know. And mm-hmm. if we didn't know them before, it's, we shouldn't go to jail for that, you know.
Well,
there's
so
the point is we're learning them.
Right. So yeah, that's good. I'm glad to hear that. And that's something that I will pursue as well. I read at least three times. I read what Vaughn had written, which is, Vaughn is a part of our show, and he's not here now because he works our cameras and we're on phones.
Well, this is so we can see each other. I mean, this right. is, you know, to me, this is a helpful visual aid. So I know when you want to talk, your hand is up. But right. yeah, we're not broadcasting this anywhere. Although, if you follow the Alice973 Instagram, Bryn has been pretty good about putting up the best ofs. Oh, Bryn.
Couple clips here and there.
Yeah, Bryn and his best of clips.
Hi, Bryn.
Hi, good morning. Happy Friday.
Good to happy be here. Friday. And happy Friday to you, Nicole.
She just thumbs up.
Yeah.
Okay,
you have a
fine.
Mic right in front of
you.
Yeah,
I didn't want to interrupt you guys.
It's a radio show.
I know,
we just called you out.
I didn't want to interrupt you guys. We're on a roll, so.
just to finish the thought. So I've reread what Vaughn had written at least three times, and he did an excellent job, and it's going to involve long-term corrections. It's not something that will change overnight, but I did really appreciate his effort. I didn't expect him to put that much effort into it, but he did a good job, so
yeah.
It's a good start for us to look at that and try to do better, no
yeah.
doubt.
I have found quite a bit of inspiration on Instagram. The things that people say and quotes that they're posting up and the reading lists that are available and lists of resources and ways you can help and places you can donate money. It's there. It's there if you reach out for it. Even places that, you know, that peaceful protests are happening. I think I might go to a protest tomorrow. That's happening.
What?
Yes, it's right. It's
Riley paid. Is not going to let that happen.
No, Riley, I think, is going to go too. Listen, the whole family's talking about this. I mean, the whole world is talking about it. But
right.
we, you know,
that's great.
Well, we'll see. We'll see if I actually do it. I want to. But there are right. There are other concerns, and I think I got to.
There was
a
really
it.
Big. Protest in Santa Cruz, not last night, the night before, really big one. And it went well. It was really, it's cool when I imagine it's very powerful to be part of it. We've been in quarantine and we're
yep.
continuing to do
that's the thing, you know, it's really the only thing that holds me back from it.
One of the stories in the news today is that we're seeing a little bump from the Memorial weekend,
really,
but not as big as people thought we would. So that's actually on the bright side. It's not nearly as bad as people feared. But now they're saying the next big test is the people who've been at protests and whether or not that was spreading around there. So we'll see if that.
Well, as I'm looking at the guidelines for this particular one, they're saying obviously everybody has to have a mask and they're going to try and spread everybody out. I don't know how effective that will be. Maybe we'll just hang at the fringes with our Black Lives Matter sign. And,
cool.
You know, I mean, we'll try to be careful. I mean, but it's important. All right, let's take a quick break here for a song and we'll be right back with the early trash. KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.